At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, Lee, two records last year, and this is supposed to be impossible. Look, in the chaos of all the news and how fast it's breaking last week, our side missed a major global warming milestone. Global warming was proved to be junk science last week, definitively. New York Post caught on to it, but our side missed a lot of it, and they're playing catch up right now. We need to stop and pause and observe this moment because it's shocking what has just happened. Two things happened simultaneously last year. Number one, most coal use by human beings ever, bar none, record high. And most of that driven by coal use by China, Indonesia, and India, making our stuff for us. America foolishly actually decreased its coal use last year by 12%. Just part of the reason energy prices went up by record amounts under Joe Biden, 29% across the board increase, just 4 years, which is, I mean, that's Republic ending in terms of us ever having manufacturing. We're still on track, unfortunately, and I know Trump's trying to change it. He actually had an executive order a couple weeks ago to close down all of our coal-fired plants by 2030. To give you some idea, when Obama took office, Lee, coal was 40% of our energy mix. We have gutted our energy mix.
Yep.
And that is why we can't, you know, I mean, it's great to do tariffs and try to force people back here to manufacture, but if they can't do it affordably because we have literally stupid energy policy, and I'm going to get into some of that in a minute, it's kind of a waste of time, honestly, if you don't tackle that. Well, anyway, record high use for the entire world of coal last year. So look, Lee, we ought to, the ice ought to be melting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't it? I mean, we record fossil fuel, record return of carbon to the environment, to the atmosphere. We should be, you know, Florida should be half underwater, right? As predicted back in 1989, and we should have climate refugees. And wait a minute. The Arctic ice cap grew? Yeah. By a record amount. That's impossible. How can you burn more fossil fuel than ever as a race, as a species, the human race, and the ice caps increase in size? No wonder the media is blacking this out, Lee, because they're absolutely blacking it out. Here's how we know this. NASA satellite data came out. Researchers at China's Chang'e University analyzed that data because I guess nobody at a university here was willing to do it. I mean, I understand why. They don't want to lose tenure, right?
Yeah.
Do actual science. And they noted not just a thickening of the ice sheet down in Antarctica, but a record-breaking gain. In other words, they're freezing. It's getting colder. That should not happen. That is impossible, which means global warming, climate change theology, because that's what it is, debunked. That was study number one. As we headed into the weekend, we got study number two. It turns out it's not just Antarctica. ice is rebounding at both poles. Headline, the way the New York Post puts it, ice is rebounding at both poles. Climate is more complex than we know. You think? The papers take advantage of very precise measurements of Antarctic ice mass from a series of NASA satellites called GRACE. And then a second study, again, shows it's going on at both poles. So it's not an anomaly. It's not like, hey, just some weird water flow thing going on in Antarctica. This is going on worldwide. In 2009, New York Post writes, then Senator John Kerry warned the Arctic Ocean would be ice-free by 2013. How's that going?
What year is this?
Yeah, it's 2025, and we've had a record-breaking gain, and specifically in a year when we should not have. Democrats might be able to say, well, if, you know, Joe Biden had actually succeeded in cutting the amount of coal burned, okay, maybe that's why we're regaining. But it's not. This shouldn't be happening. If global warming theory, climate change theory based on man-made carbon production, man-made carbon use is correct. This completely debunks that. So you would think the media, right, as obsessed as they are with climate change, mm-hmm. man-made climate change, would be all over this, right? Wanting to know, how is this happened? Why are the polar ice caps, both poles, thickening? No, they're not interested at all. They're blacking it out. As we continue with an energy policy based on saving us from a threat that is non-existent, which is nuts. Over the weekend, by the way, a fascinating interview with Interior Secretary Doug Burgum on what keeps him up at night.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And it's fascinating because what he's saying is, essentially, this is him, and he's sitting down with David Friedberg, and they're talking about the fact that China is on track to have the energy to actually do the AI revolution. We are not. We are going in the opposite direction.
The U.S. is forecasted to increase its electricity production capacity from 1 to 2 terawatts by 2040, 15 years from now. During that same period of time, China is going to go from 3 to 8 terawatts. And that China forecast, by the way, excludes any of the Gen 4 nuclear reactors, the new hydroelectric facilities, and the new thorium, or if that ever scales, that they're considering rolling out in addition to what they've already planned to roll out. So in the next 15 years, China is adding 5 Americas
yes.
in electricity production capacity. And if everything gets automated, factories are automated, AI becomes the great accelerant of the global economy, China is hugely advantaged relative to where we sit today. What do we need to do about it?
Well, this is the, if you were to ask me what's the thing that keeps me awake at night, this is the issue. And it's so thrilling and refreshing that you understand the scale, the magnitude, and the importance of this, the AI arms race, which is really driven by access to electricity.
Yeah. So if you're going to run your factories based on AI, or if you're going to make defense tech, or if you're going to dominate the semiconductor market, you've got to have energy. And Burgum is saying our energy policy more closely resembles Spain's, which just went plunging into the dark, than China. So to recap that, because it's shocking, China by 2040 is on track to have 8 terawatts worth of electric capacity. We are on track to have 2, to go from 1 to 2. And what Burgum is saying is you cannot be a part of the AI revolution at all with those numbers. You will end up, if you try it, sitting in the dark, like Spain. Mm-hmm. So Trump can do all the tariffs he wants, but if we don't fix this, we're not going to be able to compete by default. People are going to have to move to places like China just to have the energy to do the AI-based manufacturing, which increasingly will be done by machines. Here's Burgum again on the problem.
And so we, in America, we became dangerously close to that right now. We've got parts of our country that are at risk for those same kind of what I'll call the Biden brownouts and blackouts to happen because we over-subsidized the intermittent and we over-regulated all of the baseload in an idea to, quote, save the planet. And all we're doing is potentially putting our own country at risk.
Yep, he just summarized everything you need to know right there. He's absolutely right about that.
And when he's talking about intermittent, what is that? That's wind and solar.
Yeah.
We're increasingly basing our grid off wind and solar. They are intermittent. The sun is not always out. The wind is not always blowing.
And this baseline energy thing is something that just folks do not understand. You've got to have a certain level of electricity available on the grid at any given time. And if you are dependent upon wind or the sun, then you are not going to have that baseline amount of energy available. Period. End of story. It is not possible. It will never happen because wind doesn't always blow, the sun doesn't always shine. And it's just an absolute impossibility that these environmentalists will not accept. There has to be other sources of energy to keep that and maintain that baseline, whether it's nuclear, hydroelectric, coal-fired plants, gas-fired plants, whatever. That has to happen.
And David Friedberg is absolutely right. We are going to get curb stomped by China. We are going to live in a world where there is one superpower, and that superpower is China, and we are going to sit in the dark.
The U.S. is forecasted to increase its electricity production capacity from 1 to 2 terawatts by 2040, 15 years from now. During that same period of time, China is going to go from 3 to 8 terawatts. And that China forecast, by the way, excludes any of the Gen 4 nuclear reactors, the new hydroelectric facility.
It's a disaster. So we can do all the tariffs we want. We can shut the factories down temporarily, long term. They're going to win. Or we're going to have a real national conversation about what just happened. Again, what was that? Highest ever coal use in the world ever recorded in human history. Unfortunately, it wasn't us. It was Indonesia, China, and India making stuff for us. The ice caps should be melting. Instead, they're thickening, and not just thickening, not just freezing up, but at a record pace we've never seen before.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
2009 Climate Czar, John Kerry. He'd later become Biden's climate czar. He was a senator then. Warned that the Arctic Ocean would be ice-free by 2013. Scientists tell us we have a 10-year window, if even that, before catastrophic climate change becomes inevitable and irreversible. We should be underwater now. Last year, we used more coal. Humanity did. Unfortunately, not the U.S. But China, India, and Indonesia combined. Human beings used more coal, burnt more coal than ever in human history. We should be underwater. Instead, the ice sheet thickened. And didn't just thicken a little. At a record rate of speed, still going on. Two studies out in the last week, not one, but two. One of them showing record-breaking gains in the ice sheets. They're freezing up. In Antarctica, another one showing same thing at the North Pole. So it's not a, you know, well, something weird's going on down in the Arctic. New York Post writes today, 6 days after that 10-year window closed, catastrophic climate change has not occurred. Even as the planet has continued to increase the amount of carbon-based fuel it uses. It's over. There's no climate change. Not man-made. I mean, climate change all the time. Man-made? No. Fossil fuel-based? No. No, that's not a thing. And we need to stop bending our energy policy to it. Or China's going to curb stomp us. Can you imagine, think about this. Can you imagine your grandchildren living in a world where communist China is the sole superpower? Because we're headed there. That's where we're going. And Trump, God bless him, is trying to stop it. That future is all but certain, Doug Burgum, Trump's Interior Secretary, argued over the weekend, regardless of Trump's tariffs, for one reason. We don't have the computing capacity, the energy capacity to run an AI-based economy, to run an AI-based manufacturing base. And if you don't, everything's going to have to go where there is that energy base, and that's China. And it's India. China and India and Indonesia combined are opening an average of one coal fire plant every single day. That's why we have a record-breaking use of coal. Again, the ice cap should be melted by now. The Arctic should be ice-free if global warming caused by fossil fuel use was real. It is not real. This debunks it. We're done. We should abandon all energy policy that is based on climate change right now. And no one knows. It was a busy news week last week. Everybody missed it. New York Post did not. They did two great articles on it. So again, here is David Freeberg over the weekend talking about this. We could tariff China all we want. We could shut down the factories temporarily. It's not going to matter if we do not have the electrical capacity to manufacture stuff.
The U.S. is forecasted to increase its electricity production capacity from 1 to 2 terawatts by 2040, 15 years from now. During that same period of time, China is going to go from 3 to 8 terawatts. And that China forecast, by the way, excludes any of the Gen 4 nuclear reactors, the new hydroelectric facilities, and the new thorium that they're considering rolling out, in addition to what they've already planned to roll out. So in the next 15 years, China is adding 5 Americas.
And he goes on to explain, we're going to lose the AI race. You need big energy to support the big computing that goes into it. Trump's Interior Secretary Doug Burgum was with him and said that's what keeps him up at night. It doesn't matter what the tariffs do if you don't have the electricity to produce the stuff. And he said a lot of our states right now, if you saw Spain, total blackout last week. I'll let Burgum explain.
If you were to ask me what's the thing that keeps me awake at night, this is the issue. And it's so thrilling and refreshing that you understand the scale, the magnitude, and the importance of this, the AI arms race, which is really driven by access to electricity. And China last year brought on 94.5 gigawatts of coal-powered electricity. 1 gigawatt is Denver, so they brought on 94 Denvers just last year. That's more than all we have today for all of California and all of New York. Is less than 94. So they added a New York and a California worth of electricity last year just from coal. They're still getting 60% of their base load from coal. And people may stop listening when they hear the word coal, but coal, from an electricity standpoint, thermal coal is fantastic base load. It has, you know, all the characteristics to allow you to maintain amperage and voltage to keep a system going. And I think we just saw in Spain, you know, they were celebrating on April 12th of this past month that they'd shut down their last coal plant. And then a week after that, they were celebrating the fact that they had their first day of 100% renewables on their system. And then the next week, they were a global news story because people were trapped in subways, all airline flights canceled.
Yep.
Hospitals were panicking with a lack of power because they had a rolling blackout and grid failure because it just defies physics. You can't run an electrical grid with just intermittent power. You cannot run with something that is based in intermittent is the definition of solar or wind, because the sun doesn't shine at night and the wind doesn't blow every day.
Texture writes, Tara, look at our weather today as an example of wind and solar energy. How much are we getting this week? There's just not going to be manufacturing these weeks. And that's what the left wants. Again, all of this going on the week, don't miss this. Global warming / climate change as a theory crashed and burned. It's over. Two studies to prove it using NASA satellite data. Burnt more coal than ever before. Last year in human history, record-breaking gains in the ice sheet. It's freezing, folks. It's getting colder. It should be getting hotter. It's not. And the mainstream media blacking that out because they know isn't going to change anything. We have got to stop this delusion. The funniest part about it is that the first study, the one on the Antarctic, was done by Chinese scientists using our own NASA data. They are literally mocking us. You idiots. And they're laughing because they know we'll just continue with the cult-like belief and destroy our society. Pass the Kool-Aid. So it's great to see Trump trying to get somewhere with the tariffs, but it also doesn't matter if we don't fix the energy situation. What would that take? Well, a lot of it is going to take rewriting of the regs by Congress passing legislation, and they don't seem to be able to do it. They haven't done anything since they've been, I mean, it's May. This is one of the things Trump needs. He can't get it. They're going to run out the clock and go back to pretending climate change is real.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
When you think criminals running out of control, wild and free, because of the permissive nature of how the judicial system operates, you probably figure I'm going to talk to you next about California or New York or Washington State or some other liberal metropolis. But no. Over the weekend, the country's outrage was focused on Alexander Dickey and his crime spree here in the state of South Carolina. Enabled by, well, shall we say, justice system that is largely indistinguishable from California's. Let me tell you what happened over the weekend that people were reacting to. Murder, theft, and a shopping spree. The crime rampage that shocked South Carolina. Alexander Dickey wasn't just breaking the law. He was collecting felonies, like reward points. Police say Dickey started his multiple-day crime spree by breaking into a Columbia, South Carolina home and fatally shooting 22-year-old. God bless, she was beautiful. Oh, as a mom. Logan Federico, a college student visiting from North Carolina with dreams of becoming a teacher. She was also working two jobs to support her education, but she's no longer with us. After stealing wallets and credit cards from the scene, Dickey didn't run and hide. No, no, he went shopping. We're going to get to why he thought he might get away with this in a minute. According to investigators, he hit stores in multiple cities, swiping away on stolen cards and even driving a stolen car until it broke down. 2 days later, he was finally caught after trying to set a house on fire during a standoff with police. Dickey, who already had a long rap sheet, including assault, now faces charges for murder, arson, robbery, and more. A story so big, it was featured as the headline story in the UK Daily Mail, as everybody in the world wondered how on earth this guy was out. Well, welcome to South Carolina. It's a beautiful day, and our criminal justice system is just as dysfunctional as anything California has going. WIS pulling his incredible record, and you can see why he thought he could do whatever the heck he wanted. Dickey has faced nearly 40 charges in 5 cases over the last decade, but judges keep giving him probation. His most recent conviction ended with a shortened probation. How did that happen? State criminal justice system still trying to figure that out. According to court records and his SLED background, Dickey has been sentenced to probation not once in the last decade, not twice, not 3 times, not even 4 times, because, hey, this is South Carolina. No, 5 times. Okay, y'all, the thing with probation, you know what it is? It's probationary. That's how it works. So the idea is, on your first crime, we go, okay, it's your first crime, we're going to give you probation. However, if there's a second crime, then we revoke the probation from the first crime. And you go to prison. That's how probation works. It's probationary. It's kind of like if you've got a kid, you're like, okay, you did this thing, you're in trouble with mom and dad, you do one more thing, and guess what? You're spending the next month grounded. Like that. Right? It's a probation. You don't get it 5 times. You know, and part of the problem here, folks, is the lack of interoperability. And I'm wondering how many of these judges actually knew that he got it before and before and before. Maybe they did. I don't know. From county to county. This is just crazy. His first probation for breaking into motor vehicles was given and then revoked because he got charged in the second case. Grand larceny over $10,000, burglary in the second degree, burglary in the third degree. So the probation gets revoked on the first set of charges, but when they prosecute him for the second set, he gets probation. How does this happen? They revoked that probation when he racked up the third set of charges for strong-armed robbery, so he's escalating. That was February 1st of 2021. But then gave him probation on the other charges. June 6, 2023, burglary in the third degree. Any big deal? Nah, this is South Carolina. Probation. Well, shoot, y'all. Why do we go to work anymore? Why don't we just go into our neighbor's homes, take what we want, and get probation? This is why he thought he could do this. This is why he's just casually killing her. You know, taking the credit cards, running around, stealing cars, driving around very casual, using her cards. I mean, he thinks he's just going to get probation. Look at him. He looks as dumb as he is mean. But you know what? I don't know why he wouldn't have figured it. Anyway, South Carolina's screwed up criminal justice system makes international headlines. By the way, the solicitor for the 11th Circuit, that's another fancy name for prosecutor, trying to explain to WIS how this happened. They are, quote, reviewing Dickey's previous probation offers. Yes, all five of them. Good job, guys. And the sentence is given. What sentence? He got probation. They say, as to the prior pleas involving Alexander Dickey here in South Carolina, we are reviewing these offers and sentences given. This process will take a while. Oh, I bet it will. And will include sitting down with each assistant prosecutor involved in order to gain a better understanding of their actions and to address any shortfalls in their judgment. However, please understand, I bear the responsibility for the decisions and actions of my assistant prosecutors. Signed the solicitor for the 11th Judicial Circuit. Meanwhile, as Dickey waits for his day in court, what, you going to give him probation again? Neighbors of the home where Logan Federico was killed are still shaken from the tragedy. Folks, we've been talking about this for years here in South Carolina. A lot of really dangerous people are running around here in this state. It is a very California-like atmosphere, but not because we're necessarily liberal like California, but because the state bar runs the legislature. And they act like they've just come from a bar. No, let me explain. What happens here is this. The judges are appointed by the legislators, specifically legislators from the biggest law firms in the state, and they're reappointed by those legislators. So whenever those law firms go before them, whenever attorneys from those law firms go before them, or God forbid, the actual legislators themselves who appoint the judges do whatever they want. And if that's probation, well, it's probation. This is why we have a massive drunk driving problem in this state. They make a ton of money on drunk driving. The judges all know if you don't side with the drunk driver again and again and again and again, you might not get reappointed as a judge. In other normal states, judges run for office. You can throw them out. Not here. Here, judges are judged by how many drunk drivers they let off, how many cases you get to win, and how permissive they are with criminals. So we got that side of it too. Anyway, making national and international news for the outrage of it. As the 11th District Solicitor tries to figure out how we gave him probation 5 times before the murder, over 40 charges in the last decade. Folks, again, something you normally read out of places like California. Oh, God bless her family. Coming up at 8:35, Representative Nancy Mace joins us. If you've got a question for her, text it to me, 800-905-0989. I think I've got a pretty good set of questions for her, but if you have anything you'd like to ask her, please send it. All right, the entire world reacting in outrage, trying to understand what Alexander Dickey was doing wandering the streets of South Carolina when he killed Logan Federico, 22, beautiful, made the mistake of visiting South Carolina for the weekend. Killed by him because he just wanted some credit cards, some cash to go on a spending spree with. Over 40 charges over the last decade. Results by giving him probation 5 times. No prison. He did briefly go to prison when one of his probations was revoked, but then he just got more and more probation. So it was really cool. Texter writes, hey, Tira, what you're talking about is very common talking about here in South Carolina. I'm a retired probation agent. We had a very, very hard time getting probation revoked. I would avoid taking someone back to court because I would only look foolish. Nothing would happen most of the time. As for multiple probation cases, it was a combination of weak judges, weak prosecutors who wanted an easy closing to the case without having to fight for jail time. Another texter writes, these courts have been failing us for years. What's to review? It's all political. It must be the police's fault. I've always said anytime you hear a prosecutor or a solicitor say, I've got a 90% conviction rate, you know he's a liberal lawyer. What a joke. So says Al in Union. Another texter writes, Tara, I own a restaurant bar in Greenwood, and what you're talking about is exactly why what we are dealing with an insurance crisis for bars. The ambulance-chasing lawyers make all the rules, hire the referees, and run the state. By the way, we're getting some more details from the Mom and Pop Alliance on the Fix-It bill And folks, our legislature is so screwed up that we were getting to the point where bars are having to close because they can't get basic insurance, which just shows you the level of corruption here. The bill they passed to fix it, not the greatest. The way they had it before is like, say somebody's drunk, drives drunk, kills somebody, right? Victim's family sues. Suppose they drank at five bars and they had one drink at each. In normal states, right, your liability would be 20%, right? Five bars, 20% is 1/5 of 100. Not in South Carolina. If you are 1% at fault in South Carolina, then you have to do 100% of the payout. It's ridiculous. So you got places where, you know, they're not at fault at all. They're having to pay out. Well, they kind of fixed it, but not really. Now the payout's basically been capped at 50%. So the lawyers get the cover of saying they did something. These legislators, well, they really didn't do anything. They're still going to bankrupt these businesses and it's still going to be hard to insure them, but at least got a little bit better. Not much though. Not much. And just to have absurdities in this state as far as how, you know, not just the prosecution, but also the payouts. But hey, it's a little better, I guess. Texture writes, the bill they passed is a joke, total lip service, so these clowns can say they did something and not get primary. It's exactly what happened. Texture writes, you have to kill someone to get jail time in most states, red or blue. The cops arrest them. The judges let them out. I know. I'm a cop. Another texter writes, Tara on Nancy Mace make her vote for the Doge cuts, unlike Graham or Scott. Well, I can't make them do anything. I wish I could, but I'll ask about it. A good point. And finally, texter writes, Animal House double secret probation. Again, 40 charges, 5 separate cases. Probation. And folks, this isn't jaywalking, okay? This is burglary, strong arm robbery, breaking and entering. I mean, just over and over and over again. You look at this guy's record, you're like, wow, you break into houses here? You get 5 felony freebies in a decade. Yeah, probation 5 times. It's a wonder everybody isn't breaking into everybody else's houses here. After looking at this guy. Anyway, we made the international news of the just horrific murder this weekend. Texture writes, hey, Tara, we're supposed to be a conservative red state. It's just red in blood. Ouch. Texture writes, Tara, I work at the jail. County leaders have to build bigger jails. Prosecutors need to do their jobs and judges have to follow the law. Columbia legislators and our no criminal left behind has to stop. And finally, texture writes, we need a primary, all of them. We need a whole new Congress and Senate.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities.
and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.